This is an audio summary for your AIL 80102 course. The reading is Prediction Machines, Chapter 12, Fully Automated Decision-Making by Ajay Agrawal, Joshua Gans, and Avi Goldfarb. In December 2016, someone driving a Tesla on a Florida freeway at 60 miles per hour had an experience that changed how we think about autonomous vehicles. The car ahead was a truck, and that truck blocked the driver's view of the road beyond it. Then the Tesla's emergency brakes suddenly kicked in. The truck wasn't slowing down, which was strange. A second later, the truck swerved into the shoulder, and that's when the driver realized there was a car stopped in the road, hidden behind the truck. The Tesla had predicted the hazard using radar before the truck ahead had even reacted. By the time the truck driver saw the danger, the Tesla had already acted. The Tesla's software update had enabled its autopilot feature to interpret radar data, giving it a view beyond the truck's physical bulk. The driver wrote afterward, if he'd been driving manually, he wouldn't have stopped in time. The Tesla had saved him from a crash. There was no time for human deliberation. The machine made the decision, took the action, and the outcome was better than a human could have achieved. But this raises a philosophical question. Should we let machines make such decisions? That story raises a central question for AI. When should we automate decisions completely, removing humans from the loop? Predicting a hazard is one thing. Acting on that prediction without human input is different. Up until now, we've been talking about prediction as one component of decision-making. A machine predicts, a human judges, a human acts. But full automation means all three happen in the machine. The truck is fully autonomous, or the AI system can override the human driver without asking permission. The question becomes, when does the efficiency and safety of machine control outweigh the value of human oversight? Mining provides the clearest answer. Rio Tinto, one of the world's largest mining companies, operates in Australia's Pilbara region, thousands of miles from the nearest city. Workers are flown in for intensive shifts lasting weeks. They live on site, eat on site, work on site. Labor costs are enormous. Mining companies want to wring every ounce of productivity from their employees. The mines operate by trucking ore out of pits the size of meteor impacts and hauling it to rail lines that carry it north to ports. The real cost isn't labor. It's downtime. Every minute the trucks aren't moving, the operation loses money. So Rio Tinto solved a problem. Could trucks run at night? Humans aren't as productive at night. So the company started with remote operation. Operators in Perth, hundreds of miles away, controlled the trucks by video feed, just like a video game. That helped, but it was still limited. In 2016, Rio Tinto deployed 73 autonomous trucks that could operate completely without human control. These trucks run 24 hours a day. They don't take bathroom breaks. They don't get tired at night. The cabs don't even have air conditioning because there's nobody inside. Temperatures soar above 50 Celsius in the daytime, but the trucks keep working. The trucks also don't need to turn around, so they don't need a front and back cab design, which saves space, maintenance, and time. The result? Rio Tinto cut operating costs by 15%. Miners in Canada are exploring fully autonomous robots that dig underground. Australian miners are automating the entire chain from ground to port, diggers, bulldozers, trains, everything. This is full automation in its purest form. Every element had already been automated except prediction. Humans weren't doing much except looking at cameras and saying, "Is the path clear?" Once prediction machines could do that as well as humans, once they could predict whether the path ahead was safe, humans became unnecessary. This is the key insight. Prediction is often the final piece. The last human element in many complex tasks is just prediction. Once that gets automated, the whole operation can run without humans, but mining is unusual in how clean-cut it is. Most automation decisions aren't that straightforward. There are other scenarios where full automation makes sense, when there's no time to think, when speed matters critically, when you have to respond in milliseconds, humans can't participate. That's why automatic emergency braking in cars makes sense. The prediction machine detects an imminent collision. Acting fast matters more than human deliberation. The human has no time to think. The action is obvious, brake. It's not a complex judgment call. The machine can be programmed to brake, and doing so is fast enough to save lives. At the 2016 Olympics, a new robotic camera followed swimmers underwater during races, tracking their movements and positioning itself to capture the perfect shots. Previously, human operators remotely controlled the cameras, and they had to predict where swimmers would be. Now, prediction machines did the predicting. The human operators could stay home. The camera operated autonomously, predicting motion and responding instantly. What did accident prevention and automated sports cameras have in common? Both required speed. Both had judgment that was codifiable or at least predictable. In both cases, the returns to removing humans, reducing delay, ensuring precision, were higher than the value humans added. Communication delays can also make full automation necessary. Space exploration offers the clearest example. A radio signal takes at least 2 seconds to travel to the moon and back. If a human on Earth is controlling a robot on the moon and suddenly the robot encounters a cliff, the Earth-based instructions arrive too late. The robot has already fallen. This is why moon-based mining operations, which some companies are exploring, require autonomous robots. The delays are too long for human control. Prediction machines let the robot predict and act without waiting for Earth-based instructions. But here's where it gets complicated. The law and ethics might not allow full automation even when it's technically possible. Imagine a drone weapon that can identify targets, make firing decisions, and execute lethal force autonomously. Theoretically, a good prediction machine could distinguish civilians from combatants. But here's the problem. Prediction machines are brittle. Once adversaries figure out how to fool the machine, it fails completely. The military might not trust a prediction machine to make life and death decisions. In 2012, the U.S. Department of Defense issued a directive interpreted by many as requiring humans to remain in the loop for lethal targeting decisions. Even if the machine could do it, the law says someone human has to approve. And there's the trolley problem, the classic ethical dilemma. Imagine a trolley hurtling down the tracks. 5 people are on one track, 1 person is on another. You can pull a switch to divert the trolley, killing the 1 person to save the 5. What do you do? Philosophers have argued about this for decades. It's an abstract thought experiment. But with autonomous vehicles, it's not abstract anymore. Someone has to decide, does the car swerve to save 1 person by sacrificing a different group? That decision gets coded into the car. Someone has to answer it. The law might require that someone to be human. This leads to the concept of externalities, costs felt by people other than the decision maker. When a self-driving truck operates in a remote mine where only employees are present, externalities are minimal. Everyone working there accepted the risk. But a self-driving car on a public street affects bystanders, pedestrians, cyclists, other drivers. If the car's decision causes harm to someone outside the organization, the legal and ethical stakes change. That's why Tesla's autopilot, despite being able to drive, requires drivers to keep their hands on the wheel at all times. The law wants humans in the loop when externalities are high. There's one more dimension. Sometimes humans are just better at the action itself, regardless of prediction. Mike Yeomans, a researcher, discovered that people find jokes less funny if they're told a machine recommended them. But here's the kicker. The machine recommended better jokes. People enjoyed them more objectively, yet they preferred jokes they believed came from humans. Why? Because there's something uniquely human about recommending a joke. It's personal. It involves taste and judgment. It's a human act. The same applies to art, athletics, education, and caregiving. A machine might know exactly what information to teach a child. But sometimes it's better if a human explains it, because the explanation comes from someone who cares about that particular child. Sports are more exciting when humans compete. Art is more meaningful when humans create it. We don't value these things just for their output. We value them because they're human endeavors. A perfect painting created by a machine is different from an imperfect painting created by a human artist. Even if we can't always see the difference with our eyes, we feel it. So full automation doesn't happen automatically when it's technically possible. Full automation happens when you've automated everything except prediction, and now prediction is solved, like mining trucks. Or when speed is so critical that human judgment would slow things down, like emergency braking. Or when the costs of human involvement, communication delays, for example, are prohibitively high, like moon-based robots. or when judgment can be pre-specified because there's only one right answer. But when the law requires human oversight, when externalities affect others, when humans are intrinsically better at the action, automation stops. This isn't a limitation of AI. It's wisdom about what we value and what we don't want machines to do. It's the recognition that not everything worth doing is worth optimizing for speed and efficiency. The future of AI won't be one of machines replacing humans everywhere, but rather of machines handling prediction while humans retain judgment and action in domains where these matter most, where values, externalities, laws, and human experience demand it.